Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're really thrilled today. We're doing something kind of different. It's going to be good. We're talking non-Hallmark Christmas movies. This is going to be a huge update. And I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and Lisa is here.
Hey, guys. I've missed you all very, very much. And I just want to say happy holidays.
Yes.
And I'm super glad to be here.
Yeah. So we're doing something you might be saying, if you are loyal, regular listeners, what is happening here? Where is Amy? She's our lifetime correspondent, our off-network correspondent. She's not here because she's also a student and she has finals. This is a busy time for her. And Yes. So she will not be on, I think, the next 2 weeks. So I don't know what we're going to do next week for off-network.
But I'm her podcast mom. So I said she couldn't come on. She had to focus on school.
Yes. So why don't you tell the listeners kind of what we're going to try to do for this episode?
That's right. Rachel's no longer in charge. I'm taking over, y'all. She has to take a back seat to my whims. And I'm actually going to interview her about her non-Hallmark or off-network Christmas watching so far. I've seen a few of these, so I'm going to chime in when I can, but really I'm going to get down to the nitty gritty, y'all, with all of these off Hallmark network movies. So I hope y'all are ready. I hope y'all are prepared. So, all right, Rachel, are you ready?
I am ready.
Because I'm about to put the spotlight on you.
Yes.
Where were you Saturday? I was watching.
Put all your sleuther work.
That's right.
Good use.
Okay. One of these days, I really wish Hallmark would go ahead and just give us a Christmas mystery.
I know. We've only gotten one.
I know
one.
It doesn't tie in death, and I know that, but still, I want a Christmas mystery. Okay.
Yeah, the only one we've ever gotten is the Murder, She Baked one.
Yeah.
That was
fun.
The plum pudding one. Yeah, it was fun.
That was fun.
I agree. Okay.
All right, so we're going to start with Up. Up is killing it this year. Good for Up. So we're going to start with some Up, and we are going to talk about Christmas Chalet. Okay. So the summary for A Christmas Chalet is a recently divorced mother books a chalet in a beautiful Christmas village in Vermont to try and rekindle Christmas magic for her teenage daughter who feels like her family is ruined forever. When they arrive, they find that the house has been double booked. Love it. Okay. And now they must share their family holiday with a grumpy writer who hates Christmas. Together, they'll learn a little Christmas magic heals even the most broken heart. I do love forced proximity. Okay.
I do too.
Okay. Sorry. I jumped ahead. Okay. So right off the bat, Rachel, how many stars do you give this one?
So I would give this one probably 3.5. I enjoyed it quite a bit. The only major real flaws with it aren't really, they're ones I feel like are pretty easily ignored. It's more technical stuff. The filming was pretty bad. There were times when the camera was like visibly shaking and there was like weird close-ups and weird editing. And so, I mean, but I feel like that kind of stuff, if the script and the actors, are bringing it, then I can ignore those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I have to at least dock it some.
Right.
It was pretty amateurish, the filming of it.
That's too bad, because it sounds cute. So, okay, I already said one, but you tell me, what are the tropes?
Yeah, so the big one is definitely the forced to share a cabin kind of trope, and the single Grinch. And Robin Doon has a lot of fun playing this kind of grumpy guy, this writer. He's also a teen YA writer.
No.
And so the teenage girl is very excited when she finds out that they're staying over there. But there were some really cute moments in this movie. We'll talk about in the next question, and a lot of times the the sullen teenager is not my favorite trope or character archetype, I guess. I thought that they made her warm just enough and made her that, and everybody else was kind of calling her out on her ridiculousness. And a lot of other movies kind of treat that behavior sort of valid, you know, and it almost encourages it. And I'm not a fan of that at all. And so I thought that she was tolerable, even though she was very grumpy. She was very mad at her. She was very mad at her mom because she blamed her mom for the divorce, and she's very close with her dad. And so she puts all the blame on her mom for the breakup of their family. So.
So we're going to call it Christmas chemistry. How was the chemistry in this movie between the two leads?
I think it was pretty good, actually. I liked both of them. And I thought that they had, you know, obviously they're sort of adversarial at first, but they were still nice people. Like, even when he is pretty grumpy, like, he still, first of all, allows them to stay in the house. And then also he's willing to kind of do a few cute little things. And so I thought that they got that balance right. And they have a pretty good kiss in this movie. I think they had pretty good chemistry, I'd say.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Nice. All right. And as far as Christmas cheer?
Yeah.
Did it hit upon all those?
Yeah, my favorite moment in the movie was very, very cute. So they did the teenage daughter is super upset and annoyed. And when she finds out, I guess they go to the Christmas tree lot, they're all out of Christmas trees. And so she's just like, this is the worst vacation ever. And so he's kind of trying to figure out how he can help the situation. And he sees this white ladder outside at the vacation home. And so he puts lights all around the ladder, and then has like some tinsel and just some other stuff or whatever that's there. And he creates this Christmas tree out of the ladder. It was really cute.
Aww.
Yeah. So I thought that was something I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good.
Oh, that's cute.
My favorite part. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to write that on my list of movies to catch up on.
Yeah.
Christmas chalet. But I also like saying chalet, so I'll probably just watch it just for that.
Okay. For some reason thought it was in Europe or something.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know why. I guess chalet sounds kind of European, but
sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. It's on my list. All right. Now we got to move on to Lifetime.
Yes.
And Lifetime has been kicking it up, y'all.
Yeah, they have.
They are just stepping up their game. All right. So we're going to kick it off with Christmas 9 to 5, which stars Taya. Do you think it's Taya or Tia?
I think it's, I'm not sure. I've said Taya, but I have no idea if that's correct or not.
Okay. Taya Sakar. I'm going to go ahead and say that. And if anybody knows, go ahead and send me an email or tweet me and I'll correct it. George Wendt and Joe Dinical. And the summary here is Jennifer is a tough crime beat reporter who gets the assignment of her life to find the true meaning of Christmas. okay, that's not crime, but sure. When she goes undercover in a department store as a 9-to-5 sales clerk from Black Friday to Christmas Eve, she finds her true calling and meets the man of her dreams. It's a Christmas she'll never forget. What? That sounds awesome. Okay, so I got to know, 1 to 5, how many stars did you give this one?
This is a really hard one to rate. It really is, because I really wasn't very engaged in it, but it definitely has its heart in the right place. I think that it would have worked way better if they had set it in the past, if it had been somehow set in the 50s or 60s or something like that, because there were so many things, maybe partly is this just because I wasn't that engaged, there were so many things that felt so outdated, and that everything involving journalism in this movie is ridiculous. Everything. And then everything involving department stores is ridiculous. and I don't know, just, it's like, the internet doesn't hardly exist. Like, just everything just felt, I was like, come on, they're not going to be able to get new customers because they made the sales rack more pretty. I mean, I don't know. It was just so, what? I don't know. And then there were weird parts, like the whole George Wendt character. Like, he had evidently at one point been in love with the manager of the store, or this lady, and he's an elevator operator. So like, what? They don't even have elevator operators anymore, like in the elevators. So it all just felt so outdated, and they were like in love once, but then things like didn't work out. But he's been holding this candle for her for all these years, and they literally work together. And so I'm like, how did they work together if they're both, and then finally they get together, and it's just kind of, it was weird.
So that was
for like 35 years, and you've avoided each other almost this whole time. That's weird.
That was part of the movie, was George Wentz.
Yeah.
Loving. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but everything was done with such nostalgia that it's hard to hate it. I don't know. I'm very torn on it, but I think fair rating is to give it a 2.5. I think it's right down the middle. It's hard to hate it, but it didn't really engage me. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so what were the tropes in this one?
Well, also there was one other weird thing. Is that Tia Sarkar, they're trying to pretend that she's not Indian, of the Indian American. Her mother is Black, and I thought that was weird. Like, she's obviously of a particular race, and for her to be not playing that race was kind of strange. I don't understand why they made that choice, but
I'm not a fan of that, because
it was weird.
There's other TV movies that have done that, and no, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. So what kind of, did you say the tropes?
Oh, the tropes. You've got the it's kind of like a little bit of sort of a Miracle on 34th Street kind of a story, a line. You've got the journalist who's coming in to, there's a lot of these that have sort of the journalist plot. And what else? There's a little bit of kind of Christmas magic. But I would say, and then she ends up kind of falling for her manager, who's also the son of the owners, but secretly. And but then when the son finds out that she's been secretly doing this expose on this store, he's like betrayed. Oh, so there's definitely like a liar reveal for sure.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm not a fan of those, but
okay. Yeah, it's not my favorite. But
there really is only one truly good department store movie, and that's Mannequin. So
I do like Miracle on 34th Street, but
That's true. Yeah. I do love. Well, I love the original. I love them both. I love them both and for very different reasons. But
the best Hallmark, in my opinion, the best Hallmark at department store story. I mean, I did like Shoe Addicts, but the one that I think is the best is Charming Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That one I think's really good. I like it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, so Christmas chemistry.
Yeah, so the chemistry is not the best between Tia and I think it's Joe Dinicole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do appreciate that they kind of went for sort of a nerdy guy. Like he's not the typical archetypal, rugged, handsome kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just wasn't feeling it between the two of them.
That's too bad.
Quite work. Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad. What about Christmas cheer though? Did it bring it?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the way it gets bonus points is because, there's a great scene where they both kind of individually start dancing like crazy people in the store to the music. And that was a really fun scene. I really enjoyed it. And I don't know. There were a lot of cute moments with like little kids and Santa in the department store and making everything kind of Christmassy. But I think that the Christmas Lost and Found with Tia Sirikar is from last year. It was much better. So people should just watch that, which also involved her at a department store. And she does the famous model room or whatever that's all white, the whole room. It looks like in the spirit world. Like <you're> seven. But it was pretty cute. It has Diane Ladd from Chesapeake Shores.
Oh,
as her grandma. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty good. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are the good folks over at Care Of. And right now you can get 50% off your first order of Care Of at takecareof.com. Enter code HallmarkUse50, which is different than our previous code, HallmarkUse50, and you can get your discount. So what they do at Care Of is they provide vitamins that you can get. You can get them that they come on a regular basis, on a subscription basis, or you can get a one-time order. And they start you out with an online quiz, 5 minutes, and they try to figure out kind of what your best vitamin routine will be through these questions. And I think it's really helpful. And it's easy, convenient. They come in little packets, the vitamins, so you can just take them. You can have them in your purse. You can take them easily. And it's also just great attention to detail with everything. Everything has your name on it. Everything is really tried to be prepared for you. And we're going to be going into the times of New Year's resolutions and trying to be more healthy. So I think this is a great thing. It would make a great gift for people in your life who are trying to get healthy. So Lisa, you had a chance to try Care Of. What do you think?
I have. And I did, I will say that, I've never been a vitamin person per se, mainly because I don't like all the sorting and all the getting stuff together and which one should I take? And it honestly was too much, but with Care Of, you take the quiz and you find out what your goals are, whether it's, wellness or sleep or energy or even fitness. And it basically gives it, an actual like customized pack, and they come pre-packaged already. So you just pull one out of the slot. It says your name on it and it has a little quote of the day. And I love it because I just grab it out in the morning, put it in my bag. And when I get to work and I sit down, I open it up and I take them at my desk, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is great. I think you'll really enjoy them. It's very easy, very convenient. And they also try to make a difference with their products, with using ingredients that ensure the highest quality of products, and that they care about the environment with their compostable packs. You can find information about that on their website. And so make sure you check out your first order. You can get 50% off. Go to takecareof.com, enter HallmarkUse50 at checkout.
All right. So the next one I've actually seen. So
yay.
I have some thoughts. So yay. Okay. So the next one we're going to talk about is A Very Vintage Christmas. And that again was on Lifetime. That has Tia Mowry, Jesse Hutch, and Agam Darcy, and the summary is, Dodie is a hopeless romantic, just like the pieces in her vintage antique shop. When Dodie finds a hidden box full of romantic trinkets, she makes it her mission to deliver it to its rightful owner. Following the address, she manages to persuade the handsome but reluctant new tenant, Edward, to help her with her search. All right, give me your 1 to 5 scale here.
So I actually enjoyed this. It definitely has its flaws, but I'm going to give this one also 3.5 crowns.
Oh.
Yeah. I liked Jesse. I liked Tia. I thought the whole sort of mystery of this box and putting it all together was pretty cute. I think that the timeline was kind of confusing. It didn't really make sense to me because they were acting like this. Sometimes I felt like they were acting like this couple was in like the 1940s or 1950s. But then there's like a cassette mixtape, which would have been like the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. And so I was confused about what was going on. But nevertheless, I kind of liked I thought it was a cute concept, and I love Jesse, so he was pretty charming, I thought, in this. It was nice to see him back in a Christmas movie.
You agreed, yeah, and I actually really liked this pairing. I liked them together. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 2.75, though. Mm-hmm. It did not grab me the way. This is the one I was looking forward to most from Lifetime. Mm. Based on the description they released, you know, a couple months ago when it first got announced, like this was coming, I thought the concept sounded super charming, super cute. Mm-hmm. But the execution, and I mean, you know, I hate to be negative Nelly here, but I was confused as well as you were about the timeline of things. And I didn't really understand her motivation to really dig in and get this involved in this box. I mean, I get that's part of the plot and that's in the script and you have to do it. But, you know, she finds this box and it was really interesting. But she's like so... What?
Yeah, no, supposedly she has to do it because she believes in, you know, true love. And she thinks if she can find out what happened to Ginger and Ralph, right, Ralph?
Yeah, I think so.
If she can find out what happened to them, then it will renew her faith in true love.
I didn't buy that. Yeah, I didn't really buy it. It went from like 0 to 10 in her absolute, like, I have to do this. Okay, settle down. It's just a box of stuff.
Well, the other thing too is that there's this whole theme in the movie of, maybe 3.5 was too generous, but there's this whole theme in the movie, of that he's into the new stuff, she's into the old stuff, which is fine. But he drives around in this like super vintage truck, like with antlers on it. He does not seem like a new guy to me. You know, it's not like he's driving, I don't know, some kind of electric car or something that's like, more, you know, new. And just everything about him, I had a hard time buying that whole line.
So would you say that this was a enemies to lovers? No, they're not enemies.
No.
But they also... But
they're definitely forced to work together.
Yeah, they don't really get along that great at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And he evidently never needs to sleep because he does all of that repair all night long and then goes up to, you know, they wake up and he's gone. And then they go find him and he's... what was he doing? He was out outdoor. He was at the, I think at the Christmas fair side or whatever. I can't remember, but he's out doing stuff. And I'm like,
yeah,
he never needs to sleep. Evidently he's magic. But I did think that there were a lot of really cute moments. Like I liked the relationship between him and his mom was really cute. I thought that worked. I wish I could have more of that.
Right.
And then also just like when they're dancing or when you kind of have sort of verbal spatting between the two of them was fun. I liked when they're lighting the Christmas tree, and you see it just looked so like vintage. It looked like through the shop door. So I don't know. I liked that, but I don't know why they had her looking like a homeless bag lady.
I liked her clothes.
I could understand in the last one because she gingerbread romance because she was expecting, but in this one, why is her coat was like four sizes too big? It was huge, and I don't know. I thought it was bizarre to me. I thought that I couldn't understand what it is that the costume directors have against Tia Mowry. I do not understand. Because she's a beautiful person. Why is she swimming in this coat?
I think it was supposed to be the look, but yeah, it was slightly big, but I liked her overall look. But but what did you think of them together, like chemistry wise?
I liked them together. I thought that they had a good chemistry together. And I mean, like, I can't think of a movie that Jesse hasn't had good chemistry with his leading lady. He just does a good job.
Yeah.
Does a good job with that. I mean, because last time we saw him was in Snowmance, which he was kind of the wrong guy, sort of, and he's the best in that. But I thought they did well together. I enjoyed it.
Nice. I thought it brought the Christmas cheer. I mean, with the that outdoor market and whatnot, you know, I thought it was different. I thought the entire concept was different, so I did enjoy that, and I did think it was pretty festive. What about you?
And the dance at the end was really fun, and you get to see Ralph and Ginger meet again, and it was cute. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so the next night, and the next one, is A Christmas Wish, which has Hilary Burton, Pam Grier, and Lee Norris. And this, as Maddie slips a wish for her sister Faith to experience true love for the first time. Next day, Faith meets seemingly perfect Andrew, but is he really the one for her?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Rating. I saw this one, so I have thoughts too. Good. Yes.
I don't know. I give this like 4.5. I thought this was great. I loved it. It was so good. Yeah.
Me too. I gave it 4.5 too because I was surprised by it. I actually, you know, I've been trying to be intentional with what it is because there's, you know, I so love many. Everybody, but there's a lot of Christmas content out there.
Sure.
And, you know, with a lot of other stuff going on, I was trying to be, you know, selective in what I'm and I honestly didn't have this on my list, but it came up and I was like, okay, I actually have some time, and I watched it and I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And so I love Hilary. I think that she is so good. I have a hard time thinking of one of her movies I haven't enjoyed. One of her TV movies. I think that she always makes it funny, and she's just seems to have chemistry with pretty much everybody, whether it's Paul Campbell and Surprised by Love, or with The Christmas Contract last year, which was really fun, with another One Tree Hill guy. I can't think of his name all of a sudden. And Chad Michael Murray was on One Tree Hill. So that will be the real, once they get, it's Robert Buckley who was on Christmas Contract, but once they get Hilary Burton and Sophia Bush, she was on One Tree Hill. I love Summer Villa that she's in. I think that one's great. So she just, I think she's really good with these Hallmark movies / Lifetime movies.
Well, I will say this. There were two parts of this that really stood out for me that made me really enjoy this. Yes, I agree with you. I love Hilary Burton. I think she brings the funny, and so I do enjoy her movies. But I did love the little bit of Christmas magic that was sprinkled in this with Pam Grier. We don't, that it is never really defined, but we think she's like a little Christmas fairy and she was too cute.
Yeah.
And I love that part of it. And I also love that there was a same-sex couple who had a daughter, and I thought that was amazing. And yes, at this point, we're still waiting for that lead. Same-sex couple lead, or at least I am. But Tyler Hilton's brother is married to another man and they have a daughter, right? It was a daughter.
I think they weren't in it.
And his brother ends up playing, you know, a pretty significant role in towards the end. And I thought he was hilarious. Him and Megan Park together were cracking me up.
So, okay.
So I'm sorry. I just totally rambled on that, but that's why. Okay. So tropes.
Yes. So a lot of what is works so well in this movie is them kind of playing on the tropes, like, because what happens is she is all of a sudden super attractive to like every man in the town. And every time she had coffee spilled on her, I died laughing. I thought it was so funny. And especially, I mean, it sounds sad, I guess, but it was done so funny when she's like, I just now have a burn on my chest. Like, she's like avoiding everybody, like, don't come near me with your coffee. I thought that was so funny.
And towards the end, she's just like, ugh, she's just rolling around. No, I don't want to go out with you. No. It's making me laugh.
Yeah. And they really did a good job getting the man candy here. Cause I mean, Christian De La Fuente is very good looking.
Yes.
And so that was very enjoyable. And Tyler Hilton is great. And it was such a smart, the script was so smart in this sense. She's been having all of this craziness all around her. And who these guys just coming up to her, you know, can we go on a date? Can we, or whatever? You might be the love of my life. And so when he comes to tell her that he is in love with her, she thinks that he's under the spell kind of the wish. Right. He doesn't believe her, doesn't believe him. And so she's kind of sad. He's super sad because he feels rejected, but she's just thinking, oh, he's basically under a love potion kind of thing.
Yeah. And
that was so
good. I felt like she brought that touch of sadness. Like, I think at that point she wanted him. She's like, oh my God, are you serious? Like right now? Like,
yeah.
Cause I think she secretly wanted it. And so when he finally did it, she's like, this isn't real. And I think she was hurt by it, but I agree with you. I thought it was really clever because there's always the big twist at the end, the big misunderstanding. And I thought this was a really, you know, fresh way to kind of put this. It makes sense. It made sense that she wouldn't believe him just because she's had all these people come up to her.
It was so good. He felt so sad. You're like, oh no. And he was so good in that scene too. Cause it was really, really good. And I thought that it felt totally believable that Megan Park was her sister. I totally got it.
Yeah. I like them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So chemistry. Now I always get, to me, this is tricky when it's friends for like 95% of the movie. Because it's a different type of chemistry. But what did you think about these two together?
I really liked it. I thought it felt really authentic. And I felt like they made a good match. And I was rooting for him to get together.
Yeah.
Definitely by the end. And so, yeah, I really thought the chemistry was very good.
Yeah, agree. I mean, I thought because, like you said, it was authentic, I thought that it made sense that they would go into this next level. Like, some of these movies where they're supposed to be best friends, you're like, why are y'all friends? Y'all don't even seem to really kind of like each other. But they genuinely looked like they had a good time all the time. They were just like buddies, and it just was natural, so I really enjoyed it. And as far as Christmas cheer, did you think it brought a lot of Christmas feels?
I think so. There's you have the whole save the school the art program, which I think felt a little bit more palatable than the other Save the Whatevers. But all of the artwork and convincing the whole pageant with the putting on the Christmas carol for the, that was cute. I thought for the, and they have other, other scenes. I thought it was pretty Christmassy. Not the most maybe, but it was enough for me.
I thought it was decent, you know, but the thing with this movie is that I think you could have put it in any time of the year.
Yeah, it's true. But you know, the whole like Christmas box and then the proposal at on Christmas morning, that was really cute.
Yeah.
So it's not the most, I'll give you that, but it was enough for me.
Yeah, it was
to feel satisfied.
That was all right. And now I feel bad because now everything else is going to have to live up to A Christmas Wish, but we're going to try. the next one is Staging Christmas, which stars Soleil Moon Frye, George Stoltz, and Jaleel White. Mm-hmm. And brace yourselves for the summary. It's a long one. Laurie stages homes for a living, and her busiest season is Christmas. I need somebody to come stage my home. Hello, that's a genius idea. Just keep it clean. That's all I'd say. So basically, a housekeeper is what I'm saying. I need a housekeeper. Okay. So Laurie stages homes for a living, and her busiest season is Christmas. Though she normally only stages homes that are for sale, she's intrigued when a wealthy widower named Everett tasks her to stage his home for the holidays to cheer up his daughter, Maddie. As Laurie starts remaking Everett's home, she finds that Maddie isn't the only one in desperate need of the Christmas spirit. As Laurie spends more and more time with Everett and Maddie, she starts to feel like part of the family. While she was initially hired to simply stage the perfect Christmas in their house, she ends up creating it for the father and daughter in every way imaginable. That's kind of aggressive there at the end.
Yeah. Like so
she forces herself in their life. You will.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish that I liked this movie better than
I did. No!
I know.
No.
but yeah, I mean, and our very good friend Amber had a role, but an extra in this movie.
Yeah. She looked very professional in her glasses holding a meeting at a cafe. So Amber, remember us when you're famous.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah. But so, yeah, I wish there had been more Jaleel White and in the movie. He was kind of just her coworker, her supervisor. And so she mainly like called in him every now and then. So it wasn't the best use of him. So it was mainly just her and George Stoltz. And this movie just, I hate to say it, but was just pretty boring.
What are you rating it?
I'm going to give it 2. There was nothing that was outright awful about it. I didn't want to die watching it, but it was just pretty boring.
That's high praise. That's the tagline. I didn't want to die while watching it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. So the tropes on this one, I guess, would be, I don't know. It's not really forced proximity because she's being employed by him.
Yeah.
Boring dad.
Yeah, single. Right. You got the hot widower, and there is a there is a gay couple in it to his sister, so I guess that's cool. But yeah, it just didn't do a lot for me.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, well, moving on then. I'm sorry, Staging Christmas, but we're done with you. So, Merry Little Christmas. Which stars Thomas Kjødahl, Jamie M. Calica, and Jeff Garnick, but there's got to be, I'm missing somebody here, aren't I? No. Let me look. I feel like I'm, because that was just 3 dudes, but I'd be happy if it was just all dudes trying to have a relationship, but I don't think so.
Let me no.
Mary, I feel like there's, because I remember the picture for this. What am I missing here? Oh, duh, it's good. I am just not on it. It's got Kelly Rowland. Rowland.
Right.
Is it Rowland or Rowland?
It's like, this is, I guess, sort of semi-autobiographical about her when she invited her family for the first Christmas in her new house.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, the summary is this story of a woman trying to get her dysfunctional family to look picture perfect for the holidays, who falls in love with her neighbor amidst the chaos. Aw. And I'm sorry, y'all. So I just totally overlooked the biggest part of this. Hello, Kelly Rowland. So not bad. I did not see this one. But what would you give it right off the bat?
So this movie, I mean, we've seen a lot of these sort of dysfunctional family movies, and I think you actually might like this more than I do, because I know you love The Family Stone.
I do.
Is not my favorite. I totally can see why you love it, but that they're just a little too much for me. They're a little too negative for me. Okay. And in this movie, her family was, it's tough to find that balance, and everybody has different palates, but that balance when doing the dysfunctional, and because I just felt like these people are just so ungrateful and selfish and rude, and I really didn't like any of these people, and they finally changed towards the end, but I was frustrated with them, and I didn't like any of them. And so I don't know, I would give it, give it 2 crowns or 2 stars. I can see they were trying, and I appreciate they were doing something different. But I don't know. They just harp on her about everything. And like, she wants to make a couple new dishes for the Christmas dinner or whatever, and her mom is just like, absolutely not. And she's like, why can't I start some new traditions? And she's like, because that's not the way that things work. The traditions are handed down from one generation to the other, and if you don't make the mashed potatoes just like I do, then you're betraying the entire family. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? It was too much. And the little romance is cute, and there are cute moments, especially towards the end, but I like the one brings their dog and doesn't even tell her that she's bringing their dog. Like, she has a white Christmas tree, which of course we know in these movies is usually means you're like soulless and heartless. And and so they immediately go out and get a real tree, and even though she set it up, you know. And I guess I just feel like, don't go at all. If you're going to be like that, then then don't go to this other person's house. Like, stay home and do it the way you want. Right. And so the mom definitely had like a chip on her shoulder because she wanted to have Christmas at her house. And the sisters are all really contentious. And so I don't know. It wasn't my favorite.
I'm going to have to watch this though, because I do love a dysfunctional family.
Yeah. So I'd be curious to know what you think.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get back to you. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But as far as the leads and their chemistry,
like, I didn't really feel like any of the family had chemistry.
Okay.
As far as the family. Yeah. But I thought that her and the guy had pretty nice chemistry, but I would just like to have seen more of them.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. But Christmassy feels.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of Christmas, but I just felt like a lot of it was them criticizing her version of Christmas, which is, it annoys me.
Bueno.
But there was,
I'm gonna go ahead and say that this would improve dramatically for me. I mean, I know you said at the beginning that it's like based on an experience of hers. Mm-hmm. So, man, this is the ultimate. You're like, okay, you didn't like my Christmas? Watch me write a movie about it and show everybody how terrible you were.
I know. I was thinking that too.
Boom. Done. That's amazing. That's my kind of like, okay, just wait. Yeah. All right. Well, that's too bad, because it sounds awesome, but I'm going to put it on my list for sure. Cause yeah, I love those. All right. Well, let's keep going then and talk about The Facts of Life Christmas movie. You Light Up My Christmas, which, side note, y'all, Rachel got to talk about this on another podcast. Rachel, tell us about it real quick.
Yes, so exciting. I got to be on Rob Has a Podcast. He does a Christmas special every year. Rob Has a Podcast was the first podcast that I ever got really invested in and became a patron. And that's how I met Amber. And so really everything that we do on Hallmarkies podcast is sort of a ripple effect from Rob Has a Podcast. And so I've really always admired Rob. And so it was super thrilling for me to get to be on his show. And so you guys got to go over and listen to our breakdown of the You Light Up My Christmas.
Yay! We'll put the link in the description. That's awesome. Yeah, that was super exciting.
It was so cool.
So yeah, so if you want to dive a deep dive into this movie, check out that podcast. But for now, let me just tell you real quick, it's Kim Fields, Adrian Holmes, and of course the rest of the Facts of Life cast, Lisa Welchel, Nancy McKeon, Mindy Cohn, and the summary is, inspired by true events, Emma returns to her hometown built around her family's pioneer Christmas light factory 2 weeks before Christmas. However, upon Emma's return, she discovers the lights have gone dim in the once festive town, prompting her to reconnect with an old flame to set their hearts and the town ablaze with light again. Aw, I just love Kim Fields. She's the best and she's so great. I just love everything about her. So please tell me that this was good.
So I gave it on Robin's podcast. I gave it 2 stars. I think that Kim and Adrian Holmes are perfectly fine. They do a good job. They're the best part of the film, but the premise is so ridiculous of this. Supposedly, I look at these movies, they pretend that like China doesn't exist, and like the only competition for making lights is this town, and then the neighboring town gets a plant from the Thompson Company, and they're like inferior.
Oh my gosh,
it's ridiculous. And this movie, it was just very, very silly. And the thing that I think I probably give it 2.5. But it loses some major stars because the whole Facts of Life thing is just completely a marketing gimmick. Because like Lisa Welchel and Mindy Cohen are in this movie for under 2 minutes. You see Lisa Welchel is in 2 scenes. And then same with Mindy Cohen. And I don't know, it just wasn't very well written. It wasn't very well done. And it just, but you can listen to the podcast and hear us go through it all.
But you said between Kim Fields and Adrian Holmes, though, they were pretty decent. Like,
yeah, they were fine together. Yeah. They did a good job as well as they could.
Well, I do like Adrian Holmes. He's very attractive.
Oh yeah. I'd never seen him in anything before. So that was my first.
As far as Christmas cheer, was it there?
I mean, there's a lot about Christmas lights evidently the wattage of the Christmas lights is very important, and he's going to invent a higher wattage because everyone's so concerned about their wattage of Christmas lights. So that's a new one. But yeah, there's like a Christmas festival, and there's a tree lighting, and there's quite a bit of Christmas in here.
Okay, well, that's disappointing because, yeah, I mean, I grew up on Facts of Life.
We'd like to thank our second sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are our friends over at HelloFresh. And right now you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. We've seen these all around. These meal kits are getting very popular. But what they do really, what they focus on at HelloFresh is they make the meals simple, delicious, and flexible. And so you have this recipe card that helps you to see all along the way, so you know that you're making it right at all the different phases, which I think really helps be like, okay, that's how the chicken's supposed to look here. And awesome. And I tried it recently with three meals and I thought everything was really yummy. It was different than what I would make just by myself. And it's just nice as a single person because, you know, a lot of times I'm not going to use a whole big thing of spices or a whole big thing of sauces. And I'll just have something in my fridge forever because of one meal. Whereas with HelloFresh, you just get the amount that you need for that recipe. So I thought that was real nice. And Lisa, you had a chance to try HelloFresh. What do you think?
I did. And I got the, for the family size. So, what I loved about it is my kids are old enough now to help out. And so I hand them the card and I say, come on, help me. And they absolutely love it. They love unpacking the bag. They love getting everything sorted. They love chopping stuff. They really do love helping out. So I do like that part of it. And it kind of gets them on board with just kind of meal prepping and knowing what goes into it. So yeah, we've enjoyed it so far. Everything's been super tasty. So yeah.
Great. Yeah. So to get 9 free meals, go to lowfresh.com/hallmarkies9 and then use code hallmarkies9 at checkout.
Okay. So we are going to move on to OWN. And that was Baking Christmas, which stars Tim Reed, Loma Wright, and Kalila. I'm going to go and say Kalila because I know somebody who's named that and that's how she pronounces it. Kalila Joy. And when their mother decides to retire, her three children organize Christmas cake-off to choose which of them is going to take over the family bakery. Vicious. It's yeah. Like a vicious death bake-off to see who's going to take over the business. Wow. How was this?
You know what? I actually enjoyed it. I probably give it, I don't know, like a 3.25. It's not like the most Christmassy movie in the world, but I to answer your upcoming question. But I kind of liked the fact that really the romance was an afterthought. In this movie, it was about the three siblings and them, they've all made kind of different choices and them kind of forgiving each other and coming to terms with each other's choices.
Nice.
It was pretty decent, I think. And it's really those three kind of siblings and there's, you know, shenanigans like when the oven breaks and they have to try to figure things out or the electricity goes out completely. So they have to try to, all the batter has spoiled, just stuff like that. But I really, yeah. I did appreciate that it was something different, that it was the, about these siblings.
That's fun. Yeah. That's something, I gotta watch that because I do, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love the romance, but I do love family dramas just as well. So
yeah,
this sounds fun.
There's a little romance, but it's not the main thrust of the film.
Yeah, which I can do. So, but you said it wasn't that Christmassy. Like, do you think this story could have been placed anywhere else in the year and it would have been?
Yeah, definitely. You could definitely have the same story any other time of the year.
Yeah, just a cupcake bake-off.
Have the bakery being going under and then everybody has to come and, or her, you know, mom retiring.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's fun. Okay. I'm gonna have to check that one out. Okay. All right. So the next network is BET and they had Christmas Bells with Raven Goodwin, Dominic Perry, Mark Taylor, Omar Gooding, Janet Hubert, and John Amos. Yeah. And the summary on this is despite being successful in their careers, two 30-something BFFs never stop hearing that they both need a man before it's too late. When a handsome pastor arrives just in time to kick off the Christmas season, hey, both ladies try to make a move. But as their hilarious attempts to one-up each other keep growing, it will be up to their family to remind them what the holiday season is truly about. Shut up. That sounds cute. What did you think?
It wasn't my favorite. I can see why other people like it because humor is super subjective. It's very, very broad and very, and it's definitely like PG-13. There's some sex, there's some language, there's I don't know, it was a little, I guess, just my taste. I mean, this is not a shocker, but my taste in Christmas movies is definitely more light and fluffy and fun and not this kind of broad humor that's, I don't know, it just not for me. I didn't laugh that much, and I just thought that all the characters were kind of pushy and irritating and not my favorite.
Was John Amos in it a lot?
I'm not sure who is who, to be honest. I don't know any of these actors except for Mark.
He's been in a ton of stuff, but he's also older, so you know, it's one of those things where it might be the name and then they're only in for like a minute, but
okay,
I do like him.
I don't know, but you know, Mark is very charming in it, so he did a good job. And there were moments, and I could just see how other personalities who laugh at have different tastes of humor than myself would enjoy it, but it was just too, I don't know, like the you have like a joke where the boyfriend of one of the characters isn't coming to Thanksgiving. Then they try to FaceTime him and he's with another woman and they're like, oh, is that porn? And that's not that my kind of humor. So
yeah. Dang. Okay. Yeah, I'll watch this. come on. Okay, that sounds funny. So Mark Taylor is the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he plays the pastor. So you don't have to give anything away, but does he end up with somebody or does everybody find somebody else?
So he definitely expresses interest in one of the girls by the end.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, did they have good chemistry?
It was pretty good. It's not until the very end that most of the time it's the two of them just kind of fighting and he's just kind of on the side. But
gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to check it out. Make him a list over here. And so did you rate it already? What did you give it? I think I missed that.
Just for my kind of humor and what I like, I give it a 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't give it a 2 with these other ones.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, moving on. Let's see. We got the ION Network, which had A Christmas Princess with Shane Mom premiere. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
Kill me. Travis Burns, Galen Georg, Chief Chef Stuart O'Keefe, and Aaron Gray. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the summary on this one is a struggling chef living in a trendy New York borough. You can't just tell me which borough.
It's Brooklyn. I don't know why they say that. That's bizarre.
Okay, so a struggling chef living in Brooklyn. Jessica took over a small restaurant where she used to work as a waitress, but it's growing tough to make ends meet. Well, the restaurant business is hard. Okay. Yeah. Everyone knows that. Prince Jack, his name is Prince Jack. Oh my God. Okay. Prince Jack, who's in the city for his family's annual Christmas charity dinner, of course he is, finds himself in need of a last minute chef for the royal event when he meets Jessica. As their relationship evolves and romance blooms, so do the obstacles. Duh. But as the event arrives, she decides to go through with the dinner and may just get the best Christmas present of all.
Yes. Love. So this does not reinvent the wheel. It's not going to win you over if you hate princess movies. But for what it's trying to be, I think it was actually executed really well. I liked this girl a lot, this actress a lot, Shane. She was really good, and I thought that she did a really good job with the part. And I thought the script was actually pretty solid. And I think if I was like, I don't know, 10 to 12, I would totally love it. I think it was super spoon-worthy, and really like when I used to love like The Prince and I or movies like that or whatever. It's, oh, this is so swoon worthy. And because they did a good job with that in there. And so, like I said, it's a princess movie. If you hate them, you're not going to like this. But I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of these two, and they each look about 12.
Yeah.
In the poster. Okay. Maybe it's just, I know these posters are nothing to base on because half the time the Hallmark people on posters look like serial killers. And then you get to the movie and you're like, oh, hey, look at you. Hello.
Yeah. Our good friend Amy would probably love it. They're a little bit younger, but looking. But
super cute though.
Yeah, I think they had, speaking of chemistry, they had really nice chemistry, and So I think if you're, I said on my little mini review, I said, you could certainly do way worse with a princess movie. And so if you're looking for one, if that's what you want, this is a pretty good one, I'd say.
Was it like, okay, it says a Christmas princess, but was it Christmassy? Like, did they actually?
So they're planning this Christmas banquet thing, but yeah, you could totally make it a fall banquet or any other time of year, and it'd be exactly the same. So it's not the most Christmassy of movies, but his mom is the worst as usual in these movies, but his dad was pretty cool. And then his valet or whatever you want to call him, his assistant was pretty cool. And then her parents were sweet. I enjoyed them. And you have the two associates at the restaurant who recognize the prince, and they're like freaking out, and they're all kind of giddy, and they were cute. I liked them. So yeah. Altogether, it was pretty pleasant. I enjoyed watching it.
Okay. All right. Well, what did you rate it?
You know, I think I'm going to give it a 3.75.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't even know if I have Ion Network. I'll have to check. I mean, okay. All right. So we're rounding it up, Rachel. You're almost there. You're at the finish. You can see it. It's right in front of you, the finish line. And we are going with, it's not a network on TV. I guess it's a streaming service, right? Telo? With Season of Love. It'll be
on Video on Demand, too.
Yes, which is actually already out. And we're going with Season of Love, which I've got the description right here, and it is a queer lady holiday romantic comedy that follows the lives of three very different couples in dealing with their love lives in various loosely interrelated tales, all set right before Christmas through New Year's. And I did watch this, so I do have thoughts, but give me your rating right off the bat.
So I'm going to give this I gave it a 7 out of 10 in my blog review, and I'll put a link and people can read it, which I guess technically would mean 3.5 out of 5, but I feel like it's not quite that simple, because the rating that I'm using in Hallmarkies podcast is a little different than what I'm comparing to theatrical releases on my blog. Anyway, so I would probably give it a 4.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought that the acting was all pretty solid, and there was only one couple that I wasn't as into, that I didn't really enjoy as much, but the other two I quite enjoyed. It was the Sue and Janie, the one where she's mad at her for putting the YouTube video. That one wasn't my favorite. I was like, you're trying to be a singer. She's obviously done this nice gesture. Like, it was very innocently done. And so that conflict to me was the least successful. But I thought that the other two pairings were quite good and more interesting to me. But overall, I thought it was a quality little film. And so I don't know, what do you think?
I'm a lot more generous with it just because I'm so excited about it. So I went into it with just big old hard eyes, ready to love it. And I did. Yeah. I loved all of it. So I'm going to give it a 4.5. And I thought it was super cute and super charming. It's funny because we actually had the same the same complaint about the one thing. Overall, I love movies like this where stuff is interconnected. And I thought they did this really well, because there's sometimes when the connections don't make sense, or it's too much, it's too many storylines, too many ways and paths and stuff. But this,
like, I thought was terrible. Gary Marshall movies like Mother's Day,
rough. So I thought this was really well done, and I agree. I thought it was, you knew that it was going to happen when she posted the video and she went straight to bed. You knew that it was going to come back up, and you knew it was going to be a problem. What I thought was intense was when they, at the end, when, you know, because in the end it is a light romantic comedy. So of course everybody has their happy ending. But when they come together, man, she lays down the law. She's like, look, what you did was wrong. It was intrusive. It was terrible. And I'm like, dang, I thought this was going to be like a cute makeup scene. And she's like, and I don't know. I'm still mad. I'm like, okay, all right, calm down. But I will say this, the woman who played Mardu, Laura Allen, I want to be her when I grow up. She was a boss. When she walked out of that wedding in that tuxedo with those aviators to take the food to the shelter, and she's walking down the street all slow motion, I was like, okay, yeah, that's, I want to be her when I grow up.
She was favorite was Lou and Kenna. I think the sort of the nervous, anxious girl and the deaf girl. I thought that was my favorite.
I agree. I thought their storyline was the most like tension. Like I really want them to get together. And I just loved Lou. Like I said, I love how nervous she was and how just like, I don't want to, I want people to watch it. So I don't want to give too much away, but at the same time, it's like when I saw the trailer to this movie, I didn't expect her to be as awkward as she was around her crush. And so I thought that was really refreshing and light. And I liked their whole, the way it all played out. I just really liked it.
It was cute.
And I did like when, okay, so I'm going to tell you that Kenna is a welder and they did like a little throwback to like Flashdance when she was in her little welder's outfit and that song came on and I died. I was like, yes, I do. So super cute. So, as far as Christmassy goes though, did you think it was,
it wasn't the most Christmassy. I mean, you definitely had the mistletoe scene, which was cute.
Yeah.
And there was the whole montage with them opening presents. And but there could have been more.
Yeah, I agree. That was the one. Other than the being mad about the YouTube video. You know, it was a little light, but I also think that because they were trying to go from Christmas to New Year's. I get that. And I really, you know what I did like? I did like the 5 days till Christmas and the little
that's
magic
true.
Little stars. And then it was like 4 days till Christmas. I did like that. So that was cute.
Well, and also I would encourage them, this is kind of inside baseball, but they have not put the movie on Rotten Tomatoes. And I just encourage them to have a little more, I don't know what completely the reason. I did ask them if they were going to and they said that, you know, I guess they weren't going to, but I would encourage them to have confidence in their product and that to put it on there and let critics look at it and let critics review it. I mean, I'll put out my review, which is a positive review. So I don't know, just a little friendly encouragement from a film critic to, you know, believe in your product and let people review it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was fun.
So yeah, I gave a small worthy 7 out of 10. Yay! I'll put my review in the comments. Awesome. If you want to check it out. So yeah,
Rachel, we did it.
Yeah, we did it. Oh my gosh,
we did it.
Yes. So let us know if you got to see any of these movies. What did you think? And I'm so proud of myself that basically I'm caught up with Christmas movies. It's very exciting.
You're my Christmas movie hero because every year I'm like, I'm going to watch them all. And then 3 movies in, I'm like, oh shoot. I'm already off.
The runtime. I mean, the number, the tally is at 71 now, which is pretty crazy. So, So definitely you guys check out the Rob Has a Podcast episode and let us know what you think of all of these films, if you got to see them, and let us know how many stars you would give them. We'd love to know. But definitely my favorite of this whole group is Christmas Wish. That was just so good to me.
Yay. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming and just being willing to talk about it, even though you hadn't seen a bunch of them. I appreciate it.
Are you kidding me? Thank you for coming and letting me like just take over and abscond your microphone and be like, no, listen, you I asked the questions this time.
Yes, we'll do it again. This is fun. So where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lisa Faye Co.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, and on iTunes and YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate it. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that as well. And consider becoming a patron. We have tons of fun with our patrons. We do giveaways. We have exclusives. And we try to make it a positive experience for all of you. And we so appreciate it. All that information is in the description section. We also have our merch store, which has holiday designs by artist Jessica Miller and more. So definitely check that out. The link, it will be in the description. So thanks so much again, Lisa. Really appreciate it. And we will talk again soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.